makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It's Thursday, October 2nd. The Texans are dealing with some injuries in their secondary as they prepare to take on the Colts in their home opener this Sunday. Head coach Gary Kubiak gave us the injury report. But first, the Texans are helping the victims of Hurricane Ike through the Texans Helping Texans campaign, which the team launched in hopes of raising $2 million for relief, recovery, and rebuilding efforts around the Houston area. Visit HoustonTexans.com for more information.
Flight 72!
The Texans secondary lost its starting strong safety when CeCe Brown went on IR this week. Free safety Will Dibbs did not practice for the second straight day because of a hamstring injury and is questionable for Sunday.
You know, Will did not practice again today, so that's a setback. You know, I said to y'all yesterday I didn't want to get ahead of myself. I thought he might be ready to play. It looks like I am a little ahead of myself at this point, but we'll see tomorrow. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Right now we're going to rotate those guys, and Eugene's ready to play also.
The Texans most likely will be without running back Chris Taylor, who suffered a deep thigh bruise against the Jags.
As of today, it doesn't look good. He did not practice today neither. He's got a serious thigh bruise that was drained, and as of right now, it doesn't look very good.
On the bright side, running back Amon Green has practiced all week and will probably back up Steve Slayton against the Colts.
He's fine. He should be ready to go. As some happens between today and tomorrow, he should be ready to go. And he'll back up Steve and hopefully get some, effective carries for us.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Friday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston. Man,